Hi, this is Ashley Gallagher from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Tech Talk as part of Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Tech Talk podcast is intended to focus on the growing role and responsibilities for pharmacy technicians, the tools and trainings they need, and challenges they face. In this month's episode, I will be talking with Judy Neville, Program Director of the College of Pharmacy and Pharmacy Technician Program at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. We will discuss what to look forward to for the American Association of Pharmacy Technicians Conference in 2022.
It's the 40th year of AAPT's continuing education events. So we've been doing it for 40 years, and 2022 takes place in Raleigh, North Carolina, and it's actually on the very beautiful North Carolina State University campus, specifically in an event center called the McKimmon Conference Center. It's a two-day convention this year. We want to really celebrate that 40 years of convention. And we do have the option where attendees are able to attend both days on Friday and Saturday, which we hope attendees will. But we know sometimes it's hard to, you know, get away from family and get away from work for those 2 days. So there is the option to just attend one of the 2 days, either Friday or Saturday. It's national. It's open to everyone. And we usually have 14 or more states represented at our national convention. We'll have registration open on our website in January at pharmacytechnician.com.
This has been a busy year for pharmacy professionals, especially pharmacy technicians. Pharmacy technicians can now give immunizations and even check medications in some states. So, what will be the theme of this year's conference?
Our theme this year is pharmacy technicians stepping up to the plate. And this is where we want to recognize the extra kind of pandemic-related work that technicians have been taking on, vaccination services. And we also want to recognize technicians for the advanced practices, even with the vaccination, like point of care testing and medication reconciliation. Pharmacy technicians stepping up to the plate is our theme and our focus for the convention or conference this year, or in 2022, I should say.
Because of these added roles, pharmacy technicians might feel a little bit of extra stress. What are some ways they can avoid burnout, especially with the upcoming holiday season?
I think that maybe when you're at work and you've got these different things going on, and maybe you have, you know, another coworker who's late to getting to work, and you have a lineup of patients and you have a lineup of calls in the queue and scripts to take care of. I think that really to just keep in mind, I want to kind of call everyone to look at the Pharmacy Technician's Code of Ethics. And it's the Code of Ethics, number one, letter A, which says, and I'm quoting from the Code of Ethics, a pharmacy technician's first consideration is to ensure the health and safety of the patient. And so I think that maybe if you, while you're at work, keep that in mind, that is my first consideration for the patient. And that's really what has to happen at work, you know, and I think that when you're doing that, when you're doing what's right, that helps with maybe the stress that you might be feeling.
We are taking a short break for our segment, Tech Tips. To do a faster double count, don't immediately scoop the pills into the counter. Instead, move them at intervals of 5 to the edge of the platform, away from the other pills from the first count. Then, scoop them 5 at a time into the lower part for your second count. If you have any of your own tips to share, email the link in the description of this episode. Remember, these tips are only suggestions. Always make sure to check with your pharmacy supervisor or a pharmacist for proper protocol, as every pharmacy and its workflow are different. Now back to the show. Last year, AAPT was an in-person conference. So what can attendees expect from this year, being that it will also be in-person again?
I say this with a smile on my face, food, food, and more food. It seems like every time you turn your head, there's food. So, and that's always good because this is a time that the technicians are taking off work and we really want to spoil our attendees. Things to expect, there's a meet and greet social hour on an evening, and it is truly just an hour on an evening kind of to kick off the convention or the conference. We also have vendors or exhibitors who have freebies to give out to our attendees. We'll have a time in the programming where we give out service awards. And at that time, we also give out those who have applied and been awarded scholarship. And I will say that we have never declined a scholarship application. And that's to help technicians who are engaging in a formal type of training or technicians, which all technicians need continuing education. So the scholarship helps pay for that. We try to plan some recreation or fun activities in that late afternoons or evenings, and meetings we'll get over with kind of earlier in the afternoon to allow time for attendees who are coming in and kind of treating this as a vacation or just for people to relax after meetings. When you're sitting in the meetings or the continuing education all day long, it does kind of, you know, you need to have a break afterwards. So we try and work that into as part of convention. We certainly give opportunity for networking and for people to meet one another. It's pretty neat to be a technician who practices in Illinois and meet a technician who practices in, for example, Florida, and see, you know, what the differences are and what the similarities are. But what someone can expect from, you know, the convention in person is that sessions start around 8 o'clock in the morning. So they'll come in, there'll be a welcome. And there's usually around, 100, 125 pharmacy technicians in the seminar hall. And so the attendee will sit at a table where you're able to, you know, have your drink, you know, you can take notes. It's a comfortable, casual environment. So we would have probably two different topics, and then we would break for a morning snack, and then have another couple of topics, and then break for lunch. And then there would be afternoon sessions. It's a pretty relaxed mindset. How we approach it when we host conventions is that, first of all, we want to kind of spoil our attendees and recognize our pharmacy technicians for the work that they do. And secondly, it's the pharmacy technician's day off. So it is a casual environment. Dress as you like. We have attendees who, you know, are in jeans and shorts, and we have attendees who are in, you know, casual professional dress. It's really how you want to dress. It's your day off.
What are some of the benefits of going to an in-person conference?
One of the benefits about attending convention is that there's no testing. So what we know as pharmacy technicians is that when there's continuing education that's completed either by an article that the technician reads or by, you know, something that's online, there's testing that has to be done. When you attend a live convention, all you do is sign in to say you've been there, and you don't have to test. So that's also kind of a low stress way to come in and relax and listen and learn and kind of just, you know, smile a little bit and enjoy the day.
As we wrap up both the podcast and the year, what are some of your hopes for the future of pharmacy technicians for next year?
First and foremost, just the health and safety of pharmacy technicians and their families and you know, their patients. And then also, so for the technician's skills and talents that they very kindly give each day, to have their employer, their, you know, overarching, you know, corporate office recognize the talents and the skills that they give.
Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Tech Talk. Tune in for the next episode next month, where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy technician space. Thank you.